This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. As we've studied what Paul teaches about Jesus Christ in Romans 8, we found that he is our elder brother, the firstborn, and as such, a fellow heir. Listen to verses 16 and 17. The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children. Now, if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ. If indeed we share in his sufferings, in order that we may also share in his glory. As Paul introduces Christ's sufferings, he's not focusing on his redemptive suffering on the cross. What he's referring to is Christ's suffering for righteousness. Notice Paul links our suffering with Christ's sufferings. Our suffering is not for our own redemption or for that of another. Christ suffered for our salvation by dying on the cross for our sins. During his lifetime, he also suffered for doing what was right. He was misunderstood often when he healed people on the Sabbath, also when he clarified not only the letter of the law, but also the spirit of the law. They falsely accused and criticized him. When he exposed spiritual sham, they'd attack him and what he stood for. Jesus explained in John 15, "The world hated me first. They persecuted me. They hated me without reason." This didn't surprise him. He anticipated it because it was predicted. He endured it patiently. Take some time to process what Paul said in Philippians 1:29. It has been granted to you on behalf of Christ not only to believe on him, but also to suffer for him.